We all feel this in different ways. Different people feel different levels of insecurity, different levels of discomfort. People are forced to pay thousands and millions of dollars to go to retreats where it is supposed to bring this contentment and tranquility into the heart. Not always so. Maybe it takes the person away from everyday toils and headaches of the office and home, of the cell phone, and of all these other gadgets that we have brought into our life. But as soon as the person comes out of this retreat, it all begins again. It all starts all over. And then the person has to plan his second time into the retreat. Person does not live in a retreat for the rest of his life. So where is the answer? Let us ask ourselves, where is the answer? Who can provide us with this answer? At what cost can we get this answer? Do we have to pay the thousands of dollars to pay the best shrink in town, the best psychiatrist in town, and speak to him? Do we have to look for retreats in the hills and in the mountains? Where is the answer? We look to the Quran. We look somewhere where we don't have to pay anything. We look somewhere where it does not require much effort. And the problem is that we are very ignorant to the themes of the Quran. And these themes of the Quran are not just the themes of any book, but they are the themes of our life. They are the themes and they are the concepts which revolve around human life, because the Quran is for mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this with the prophets for mankind, for us, for me and you, and for everybody else. This is what holds the answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully. Can't be anything more beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. That know, that with the remembrance of Allah will the hearts find contentment and peace. This is it. It is so simple. It is so simple. But our problem is, the problem of you and I and everybody else is, that it's too simple for us. We need more complicated things to do. We need more sophistication. Things have to seem more advanced. There has to be some electronics involved. There has to be some gadgetry involved. It has to be expensive. Expensive means that this is a good product. So this is what people aspire to. So when Allah tells us a simple thing, for instance, that with the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah, will you find contentment? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another place said, "Afshu salama baynakum." In this hadith, he mentioned that if you want to create love between yourself, then afshu salama baynakum. Spread salam amongst you. But no, it is too simple for us. What is salam? Salam is like saying, hello, good morning. That's what we think it means. But believe me, if we were to just look at what salam means, salam is the name of Allah. And whenever we make this greeting, we are actually making dua that salamun alaykum. Peace be upon you. Allah shower His mercy upon you. Allah shower His peace upon you. You are safe. You are protected. You have salam. You have peace. This is what you are. This is what your state is. This is a dua. And out of the hundreds of times we may say salam, if it was accepted even once, then this peace will come down. If Allah accepted it immediately even once, then inshallah, even through the benefit of peace be on that person, Allah will also involve ourselves in that peace. And this peace will spread from the two people involved to the whole community. And this will bring the love that is required for us to stay together. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us simple solutions which every person could do and acquire. A person living in America, a person living in England, a person living in a jungle, a person living in the desert. Every one of these people could use and employ these simple aspects, these simple solutions, and reach the ultimate desire and goal. However, with all the gadgetry and all the electronics and all the advancements, it has taken us away. I am not discrediting any advancement. I'm not saying that this is something we must totally abhor and abandon, put aside. No, it could be used for its benefit. But we must not become blinded and we must not be deceived. Things are very deceiving, looks are deceiving. If it doesn't have a manual, it's not good enough for us. If it doesn't have instructions, we think we can't benefit. But believe me, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. With the dhikr of Allah will the hearts find this guidance and this contentment that they are looking for. And the reason for this is very simple. A man is made up essentially of two things. One is the body, the physical jism, the body. And this is made up of the different ingredients which biologists will be able to tell you more about. However, this is just the body. Whatever we see around us has a body. This wall is a body, it's not moving. But essentially, it is made up of the same system of atoms and molecules. The human being has something else, which is the ruh, which is the ruh, the soul, the heart. This is something we have and nobody else has. Animals have it as well. All animals have it. But this is something which the human being has in the complete sense. And this is what we are trying to make content, not the body. The body could be in the most shabby state, but if the person is content, then that is what matters. When representatives of the Persian Empire, one of their representatives, one of their leaders was captured and brought to Umar radiallahu anhu. From Persia, he was brought to Medina. They entered the masjid and he is looking for a throne. He is looking for the glamour. He is looking for the pomp and splendor. Doesn't see any. He says, where is your leader? Where is this Umar that has put so much threat into our hearts that when he is mentioned, we shake? We're talking about the Persian Empire, which was along with the Roman Empire, the two greatest empires. He said, where is this Umar? Somebody pointed to a person who was sleeping on the side, relaxing with a whip that had fallen from his hand or in his hand. He said, this is Umar. Umar quickly got up and came to speak to him. This is the contentment. The same Umar is the one, when he goes to Jerusalem, he is walking and his servant is on the animal, because it was his servant's turn to take the ride. And they had traveled from Medina to Jerusalem because the Christians of Jerusalem wanted to see Umar and would hand over the keys to Umar and to nobody else. So he went and they see that there is this person who is walking and another person who is sitting atop the animal on the mount. And the one who is walking has clothing which is patched.